Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast. If I was... For Illuminate Lighting, Illuminate Garden Lighting. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Find us at your local Bunnings.
Illuminate Garden Lighting. It is as simple as 1, 2, and 3. Find us at your local Bunnings. So, Jono, you're heading down to Marvel this afternoon?
I am. Yes, should be good. Should be a good afternoon. Actually, there'll be plenty going on, and I look forward to wrapping it all up this evening as well, Cornsy.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll wait and see what the Cats are up to. Of course, they're heavily involved in this Asava Radicalia deal. If you were them, Jono, would you? Who would fold? Who's going to fold first? Port or the Cats?
I think they just get the deal. Just get the deal done in the context of it all. Because I think Geelong will not want Asava just to walk out and just go to the draft. So they'll want something for it. They'll get something for it, and we'll all move on.
Seriously, Kane, what is with your hate for Geelong? Are you upset about 07 or something? I usually like your views, but this year you have gone next level with
back to 07.
Geelong hate and ripping into them. Say all you want, but we won a premiership last year, and Port hasn't won one in almost
20
years.
I live in Geelong, Cornsy.
We are closer than you.
You know, I live down there, and when I walk down Paco Street and I head into a couple of the cafes, they're like, "What's Cornsy's problem with us? What is going on?"
Really?
No,
that's not true.
They don't talk about you at all, mate.
No, I like the Cats. I've said it numerous times. Chris Scott's the best coach in the league. I just think they have been distracted this whole trade period and haven't improved their list because they're stubborn with this Radicalia deal that in the end is not going to improve them at all. Like they're not, there's just nothing else to give. They've seen what's on offer. They've seen what Port Adelaide have. There's nothing else and there's nothing else coming. I just think that deal could have been done pretty much on day one of the trade period and they could have moved their priorities onto to other things. That is all my criticism around the Cats is at. Hallelujah, as a Cats supporter, their injury reporting is a frustrating joke. It's playing games when they know a player is going to miss a large portion of the season, but they refuse to tell anybody. Also lodge the incompetent list with players missing. I love this from the AFL, says a texter on the back of the AFL cracking down on clubs and their latest injury reports. Who else can we hear from? We've got any audio back there in the studio that we can play? I'm just thinking of what we need to address before we depart.
It's been a big couple of weeks, Cornsy. It really has. We've been able to build right up to where we finished today. And as is always with the trade period, it goes down to the last few hours. Nothing can be lodged until 3 p.m. I think they'll be spread out over the afternoon and into the early evening so that we've got something continual to talk about and to discuss. So it's going to be a big afternoon. But as always, the trade period comes to an end with a little bit of excitement behind it.